It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, July 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You may have seen the TV ads talking about the Internet of Everything, smart devices from your car to your kitchen that will be on some kind of network that you can easily control or even program. Turn down the AC at home from your desk at work, for instance. Well, as networks and the web of Internet-connected devices expands, so do the security risks. Kashmir Hill is a senior online editor at Forbes magazine. She recently managed to, in a sense, break into tech-savvy homes around the country that use smart device software. Hill says certain houses are extremely vulnerable.
There are people who are doing something very cool with their homes. They're putting the devices in their homes online, and it means that when you go on vacation, you can get your smartphone out and turn the lights on and off in your house, and so people will think that you're actually at home. But by making, you know, the things in your home accessible, you run into the problem of having intruders come into your home virtually. And so some researchers discovered that you could do just a Google search for a very simple phrase.
Okay.
They told me about this, and I Googled the phrase, and there were about 8 homes that popped up. And I was inside people's homes. I could see all of the devices that they had.
So you could haunt these houses if you wanted to.
In one home, it looked like I could open and close a garage door.
Wow.
And then there were people who had, you know, very energy-consuming devices attached to this system, so hot tubs. If
yep.
I turned on somebody's hot tub, you know, overnight or while they were on vacation, I could at the very least hit them with a monster power bill. And so I called some of the people and I asked them if they realized that their homes were exposed online. This man, Thomas Hatley, in Oregon, was in his bed, and I told him that I could, you know, see his system and I thought I could control it. And he asked me to try to turn the lights on and off in the bedroom where he and his wife were. And I did it. And he just kind of gasped and said, I'll be darned.
That's amazing. And, you know, on its face, some of this stuff seems relatively innocuous. But tell me what the bigger issues are here in your mind.
I think we're just, you know, we're connecting more and more sensitive devices to the Internet. You know, these devices include cars, the things in our homes, even the things in our bodies. So we need to think really hard about security around these devices.
Kashmir Hill, senior online editor at Forbes. Kashmir, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
It appears a report of alleged labor violations may have unveiled Apple's plans to release a new, cheaper version of its iPhone. The diary of an investigator posing as a worker detailed the, quote, iPhone model with a plastic cover. Meanwhile, Apple says it's looking into accusations by the China Labor Watch Group, says it'll ensure corrective actions are taken if violations are discovered. And file under France's best dad ever. A French waiter built a giant 737 simulator, complete with the airplane's full cockpit, in his son's bedroom. Ordered the parts online and put them up next to the kid's closet. I hope the thing's password protected. Otherwise, you can say bye-bye to bedtime. Links on our website. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.